Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here. My voice comes from my mind and my mouth. My name is Doug Steffen. Dudley is the given name. Richard McFadden is here. And Kenneth,
whose voice comes out of the other end sometimes.
Really? That's very true. Yeah, right. Anyway, so Kenneth Kessler is here. And we're here at your service on your side. Instead of focusing on the Oscars, how about the Razzies? The top Razzie Awards. Kirk Cameron was actually the big winner at this year's Razzies. That's the counter to the Academy Awards. These are the worst pictures, the worst screenplays, the worst actors, etc., etc., etc. Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas took home Worst Picture. Growing Pains was where he got started, I think, right?
Yes.
Isn't that where he got his...
Yes. Yeah.
And let's see here. He was named Worst Actor for the film. Kirk Cameron and his ego won Worst Screen Combo, said the announcement.
He is definitely a pinata in Hollywood nowadays.
That's because it was religious points of view, right?
Yeah.
Michael Bay won Worst Director for Transformers Age of Extinction. Cameron Diaz was a double winner named Worst Actress for her roles both in The Other Woman and Sex Tape. Other multiple winner was Kelsey Grammer, whose performance is in Expendables 3, Legend of Oz, and Think Like a Man 2. He was also in Transformers, really. He got the Worst Supporting Actor Award. Megan Fox won Worst Supporting Actress for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Annie was named the Worst Remake or Rip-Off Sequel. Let's see here. The Razzie Redeemer Award for a past Razzie nominee or winner turned their career around went to Ben Affleck.
My kids love Danny.
Yeah.
These kids don't care.
And that Transformers movie made a fortune.
Yeah, right. Sure it did. In a moment, we're going to talk to Scott Mann, who is an Army Special Forces person involved in foreign internal defense activities, to focus on ISIS and some of the other problems that we have with maybe Boko Haram or... Why do I have... All I can think of, and everybody else the same thing, Boko Haram,
yeah.
Boko. It's Boko, right? Is it Boko or Broka?
Boko Haram.
Walt Disney. Very present last night. Academy Awards. A lot of advertising. Those of you who are planning a trip to the Disney theme parks, better get ready to shell out some more dough, because certainly the Walt Disney Company needs to raise ticket prices. One of the most profitable companies on the planet. They're going to, effective next Sunday, increase the ticket prices to $99 for anybody over the age of 10. $99. If you're 10, how many? You got three kids, right?
Yep.
$300, two parents, is $500 to get into Disneyland or Disney World for one day. Single day tickets for the Magic Kingdom in Florida are up to $105. So it's more expensive to go to Walt Disney World down in Florida than it is to come to Disneyland here in California. They have seen strong attendance growth, so they figure, why not? That's big business, right? Business, if you're selling something that's popular, then you get the most you can out of it. It's just good business, but not necessarily.
You know, we were
friendly
at the park one day a couple of years ago. They had to shut the gates because they had reached their attendance maximum.
Yeah, that happens out here all the time.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons they're raising the rates.
And they have a rate increase almost every year. $1 or $2 or something like that, yeah.
All right, let's talk about something good.
Hey, listen, if you're going, there are zillions of coupons out there.
Yeah.
So if you pay full price, you're a sucker. Go out, find your coupons, and get your $20 or $30 off.
There you go. Stan Lee, best known for his connection to Spider-Man, right? He did not he's got an interesting story, actually, to him. And the fact that he's been writing these stories for, what, 50 years, Kenny? Now 50 or more years?
Yeah, a little longer than that.
Mm.
He started up Marvel Comics.
Yeah. So imagine what this guy's got for a change. He was approached by one of his neighbors, and the neighbor asked him about drawing a Spider-Man picture for an 8-year-old who has autism. And apparently, see, this sort of thing, how does this become public? If somebody asked me to help him do something, and it was, you know, some gracious thing, I would want everybody to know
They needed a go-between, so the neighbor knew somebody at the New York Times who was going to...
Really? So they wanted this. They did the story, and that's how it came out. Okay. All right. Well, it was a nice thing to do anyway. And this guy, again.
Why not?
He wasn't the artist. He was the fellow who came up with the stories, and then the artists create the visual.
And if Stan Lee helps you out, why not publicize it? I mean, he's a good guy. He's doing something.
4 out of 5 women admit they do not shower every day. A third says they can go for 3 days without washing their body. The personal hygiene, or lack thereof, laid bare in a survey of 2,000 women aged 18 to 50 for a skincare product. The product in his research found that almost two-thirds of women surveyed can't be bothered removing makeup before they go to bed. 1 in 8 owns up to not brushing their teeth before they go to bed. When it comes to washing in the morning, 21% of females take the time to shower. 33% admit to leaving themselves as long as 3 days from wash to wash.
What percent?
33%. 63% admit to not removing makeup before going to sleep. 35% of those citing time is the reason. And I can't tell you, I've experienced that. I think just the opposite, which is preferable, frankly. And I think personal hygiene, one of the things that, frankly, I'm not reluctant to admit, one of the things that Meredith brought into my life was, I talk all the time about dirt on the farm and that sort of thing. And you sort of, when you're by yourself, you have a different approach to it. But I was just looking, I mean, I analyzed after she said, look at you. Look at the holes in your shirt, holes in your pants. It isn't that you're dirty. It's that you don't look like you care about yourself. And I think maybe that reflects
you're
back to...
rolling around in manure and
stuff.
Well,
maybe, but not brushing your teeth. I mean, those sorts of things.
Right.
Who doesn't brush his or her teeth? What do you think of yourself if you don't take a shower or clean up every day? I mean, now I take a shower a couple times a day. I never used to do that, but now I do once in a while. I skip, but I'm much more conscious of it because it's quick. It's easy, and you know what? You feel better.
Well, that's the thing for guys. It's quick and easy for us.
Yeah.
Women, there's this whole thing they have to go through. Oh, my God.
What do you think? What?
It takes my wife a half an hour to dry her hair.
I'd take a long time in the shower, frankly. I'd take a long... When I'm getting in the shower, I like to just stand there and do my... There's no such thing as a quick shower for me. But I'm sort of interested in women. We have this idea that women are X, and in fact, this survey suggests that that's not necessarily the case. In a moment, we're going to change our focus to some of the horrible situations that we're confronting around the world and maybe some suggestions as to what to do about it. Scott Mann joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
like, that was good.
Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go
Go fetch Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
16 and change after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Scott Mann joins Richie and Kenny and I. Spent 23 years as an Army Special Forces person. Has been involved in foreign internal defense, counterinsurgency approaches, special missions around the world. Was a Green Beret for 15 years, so he knows his way around defense. He knows his way around some of the problems that we're now having to deal with, special problems, new problems, in trying to figure whether it's ISIS or whether it's Al-Qaeda or Al-Shabaab. What do you make, Scott, thanks for joining us, by the way, of this video claiming to be made by Al-Shabaab calling for attacks against places like the Mall of America?
First of all, guys, thanks for having me on, and I really like the way you characterize the need to look at these problems as kind of new. And I think certainly the Al-Shabaab video and other things, I've been concerned about this for a while and talking to several of us at the StabilityInstitute.com, this nonprofit that we set up. We've been looking at this for a while, and I think it's just a natural extension of these guys to want to kind of project this kind of overt, in-your-face violence right here in the U.S. Because one thing all of these guys have in common is they are trying to draw us into this manufactured crusade. They need us to be, you know, the Western infidel that can mobilize their base. So this kind of audacious attack in the homeland, it's coming, and we need to really start paying attention to it.
When you say their base, who is their base? Who's the base for ISIS, for Al-Qaeda, for Al-Shabaab? Who are the people that you consider to be the base?
Well, you know, in the way that I use that term there, I'm referring to what's known as the Ummah or the Islamic body. You know, and it stretches across the globe into the tune of, you know, over a billion folks who are the religious followers of Islam. And if you look at what specifically ISIS is trying to do, guys, I mean, they're trying to literally, this is an end of days prophetic scenario that they're trying to usher in here. The day of reckoning, and they're, you know, they're following a lot of traditional medieval Islamic scripture, and they want to invoke the support of Muslims around the world for this. That's why they promote this on YouTube.
Muslims around the world seem, Scott, to be rejecting this in the main. This is a smaller group, so you're sort of trying to, I'm not sure what you're trying to do in correlating the billion or so Muslims around the world to what these extremists, whether it's ISIS or, and I'm not an apologist, and I don't have to be an apologist, but I think that it's a stretch to suggest, and I don't know that you are, so I'm asking for clarification, as to the role of all Muslims in this.
Well, the role of all Muslims in this, as you know, most of them pragmatically reject it, but I think we've got to be careful not to water down or distill what ISIS and these other extremists are doing, is they fully intend to mobilize the support of the
So what do we do? Okay.
And they think they should be calling them.
Let's spend a couple of seconds because that's about all we got left. How do we destabilize these three groups?
Yeah, you've got to get in where they are, and you've got to work with locals to push them out of those areas. These top-down drone strikes and hundreds of thousands of counterinsurgency forces sitting in their holy land just plays into their narrative. You've got to get specialized advisors like Green Berets living and working in their local areas to help tribes and clans push them out.
All right, Scott. Interesting. Scott Mann from the Stability Institute. Check their website, StabilityInstitute.com, here on Good Day.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Our video of the day today from the Louisville Leopard Percussionists, a group of 50 elementary school-aged children in and around Louisville. Each student learns proficiency in several different percussion instruments. And in this video that you're hearing in the background, they perform a medley of Led Zeppelin songs. The video has been around for a while, went unnoticed until this past weekend when former Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page posted it on his Facebook page. Now has close to 1 million views. You're listening to the audio, but you really, really ought to watch these children play.
Somebody posted this on my Facebook page Saturday.
Yeah.
I want to high-five every one of these kids and hug the teacher. But yeah. Listen to this. This is Cashmere. And when they get into a little bit later into the thing, let me see if I can fast forward here a little bit. This kid on the drum is like 11.
Cool, huh? All right, check out our video of the day at DougStephan.com. A lot of great videos every day. Check them out. We have all of the old ones. They're very intriguing. Oftentimes, they bring a smile to your face, and why not, right? 25 after the hour. Speaking of that, Neil Patrick Harris, Anna Kendrick, and Jack Black started the Oscars with the opening song last night.
Oscars. Tonight, we honor Hollywood's best and whitest. Sorry, brightest. Wow.
It's coming.
Check out this place. Check out everything. Check out the glamour, the glitter, people tweeting on the Twitter. And no one's drunk and bitter yet because no one has lost. Look at the diamonds, the dresses, people going to excesses. The stress is on and everybody's fingers are crossed. I know the camera's on and we're behaving our best. Yet I secretly hope someone pulls a Kanye West. But we are here tonight with our Xanax and Dior. Thank you, list and publicists who fought the Oscar war. Tonight we chose what we love most and I am thrilled to be your host. Pictures,
That's the opening from the Academy Awards last night. Later on, John Legend and Common performed Glory, which won for Best Song from the movie Selma.
Yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is the rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us.
Did you guys see James DeFranco in the audience crying during this?
No. Yeah. Here's Lady Gaga performing some of the songs from The Sound of Music, which was wonderful. Herself last night. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good day program. Hello. I'm Doug, and there's Richie and Kenny. We're here to further your understanding of the facts. I'll bet you not one person has dealt with or heard that the United States of America is now going to change its policy, its stated policy, the promise of withdrawing all of our troops from Afghanistan. In a little heard or noticed speech, the new Department of Defense leader Ashton Carter visited Afghanistan over the weekend, and he said that the president is interested in slowing down the withdrawal of troops. The possible new military advance made possible, or he says it's reasonable to do it, because in order to protect the hard-won progress in the fight against Al-Qaeda, number of options to reinforce our support of the president there and the security strategy. You know what a bunch of garbage that is? What a crock of crap.
Tell us what you think.
Progress?
Hold back now.
What progress? Al-Qaeda isn't even in Afghanistan anymore. What kind of nonsense? We have 10,000 troops in Afghanistan who are supposedly training the Afghan forces. The original plan, remember when he ran? We'll get out of there in a year. Remember that garbage? Okay, well, maybe we need 2 years. Oh, well, maybe we need four. Now we need five. Now we need six. So instead of having them all out by now, which we should have had them out before he even became president, the war should have been in Afghanistan, not Iraq. Look at the mess we're creating again.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't we still have troops in Japan and Germany?
Yes, we have some troops in Japan and some troops in Germany.
50 years from now, we'll be looking at the same thing.
That was World War II. This was not exactly a World War. What did you say, Kenny?
Oh, I just said yes.
Yeah.
That we do have.
Yes, we do.
And in Korea.
Yep.
And in Vietnam.
Yep.
So
we travel all over the world.
What,
we have
forces. What makes you think this will be any different?
Well, I don't know that I think it'll be different, but it ought to be different because we don't have any reason for being there. And you can say, well, I don't have any reason for being in Japan or in Germany or in Vietnam or Korea. And maybe that's true with the exception of Korea. Well, Japan sort of is connected to Korea a little bit. But what do we have troops in Germany for? Other than we run that base at Rhein-Main, which is a stop-off point for us to get from America to the Middle East.
It gives us access to everywhere.
Yeah, it does.
And that was one of the points of Iraq, is we wanted access to that region, and that was the place that we could build it.
Yeah, well, is this just another lie? I don't like that word, as you know. But this is just, how do you defend saying time after time after time? Those of you who have been there, or more importantly, those of you who are in the families of men and women who are stationed in Afghanistan, who are now more perhaps in harm's way than they've ever been, because there are fewer of them over there, so they're targets. If you haven't seen the American Sniper movie, go see it. That'll give you a sort of a spin on what goes on in these countries and what futile, ridiculous reasons there are for
us. I think you made your point.
All right. 888-302-3684. Now, back to other unfriendly actions. Earlier today, you can get this if you listen to hour number four in the, we have the, we have all hours posted at DougStephan.com in the archives. So last hour, I don't usually like to make reference to it, but I didn't have time to get in all the information about what the government is doing to try to protect you from yourself when it comes to the food supply. President over the weekend announced a new initiative to have a group of bureaucrats, a brand new organization, a brand new agency in charge of food safety. Because they can't get the food safety bill that was passed 4 or 5 years ago into operation because nobody likes it, because it doesn't do anything except basically ruin American agriculture. So let's try this from another approach. Instead of, what did I say, 15, Kenny? There are 15 different agencies that are involved in one way or another in food safety and inspection in our country. So instead of that, we have one organization under this proposal, it'll take care of everything. It doesn't diminish, nor cut back, nor eliminate any of the other programs and their inspection. This just leaves it to these new bureaucrats to make sure that everything is succinct and in order. You know how mind-boggling this is? Here, you know, especially when it gets down to things like GMO foods, where the food industry and GMO come together. Free salted peanuts, glow-in-the-dark blueberries, hickory-flavored peas, oregano-infused tomatoes. These are new ideas from a Canadian biotech company, and they're being inculcated, if you will. They're being blended, is probably a better word for it, with some of the big agribusinesses in our country. And now, because of my focus or bringing you around to understanding what it was that was part of the president's proposal that doesn't make any sense, all I can remember, I wish Jennifer were here. Can you remember when the GMO labeling bill was put forth, the prop here in California, and it got killed because Monsanto spent millions of dollars trying to convince people that the farmers didn't want it? When, in fact, all the farmers...
Yeah, it was last year, wasn't it?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
But there were others. The only place it's been passed was in Vermont. And now, because of the big agribusinesses, Monsanto mostly, they have taken the state of Vermont to court to try to overturn the labeling bill. Why don't you... Why wouldn't you think it would be in everybody's best interest to know where the food came from that you put in your body? Don't you want to know that? Don't you care? Don't you think that this lack of knowledge threatens your ability as a consumer to make an informed choice? I sure as heck read it that way. The regulations that exist now impede the free dissemination of information. So, therefore, we do not have a free market. You know what a free marketer I am? The free market should be able to give you information that you want about what it is that you're buying, right? When you buy a car, it tells you everything on the sticker about the car. Right? When you buy clothing or bedding, it tells you. I bought some yesterday at Target. I bought a bed cover and cut it up to use it in one of the things that Charlotte sleeps on. And there are all kinds of warnings on there. Don't do this. Don't do that. I'm not going to eat that. But yet, I know more about that piece of whatever it is of stuffing for the dog's bed than I know about the food that I bought yesterday at the Ralph's store. What is the matter with us that we can't get these
lawyers.
People? You know, that's part of it, Ricky.
Lawyers, that's what the matter with
us. That's part of it.
We let the lawyers run everything.
Yeah. Farmers who work in the areas that I do, in the natural food area, are worried about cross-contamination with non-GMO, you name it, apples, corn, oranges, fruits, vegetables, any size, any shape.
Are there any non-GMO fruits anymore?
Yeah, there are. Yeah, but you got to work for them. You got to work to find them. You can find them, but you got to work at it to find them. So anyway, I just think that this is
the scary part is that in this circumstance, the lawyers work for
the big
Monsanto's of the world.
Right.
And
yeah.
They win.
They do. Yep. Lots going on in Washington that we need to know about for sure, including the fact that the Washington Monument is shrinking.
Yes.
Richie's in Washington.
Yep.
The monument has gone down. Now, I'm trying to figure out whether it has settled into the ground 10 inches or the cement is decaying. Wasn't it just rebuilt after the earthquake?
And what are we, 25th, like 2012?
Yeah,
something like that. The National Cathedral is still being rebuilt, fixed. I should say. And the Washington Monument, I think it's from when they had to fix the cracks.
Yeah.
That the blocks settled a little bit. So now instead of being 555 feet tall, it's 554 feet and 6 inches, which has to just drive those masons crazy because they were like, 555 feet, that has a specific meaning.
Yeah, right. It was built in 1884. And since then, there's been a very important symbol representing the father of America. A lot of people joke about its phallic symbolism. But in essence, Richie's right. There are people who are all hung up because it was supposed to be 555 feet. That's a Masonic thing.
Right.
And so what happens now that it's shorter than that? All I could think of when I looked at it was when I had my physical, I used to be 5'9", and now I'm 5'8". I've shrunk, but it's because of my discs going away in my back, and I'm thinking, okay, so what is there with the monument? Is the disc the stability of the internal mechanism of the thing falling apart? Think about something engineered and built in 1884 that's that tall and didn't really have any of the finite nuances of today's building, and yet it's stayed up there. I mean, it's not a big, wide building. The fact that it stays straight and tall, even though it's had a few problems, I think is remarkable, frankly. Remarkable.
I think one of the amazing things also is that the cap, it's not gold, it's aluminum or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, it used to be a triangle, and it's got four inscriptions on each side of it.
Yeah.
They say now it's rounded off because it's been hit by lightning so many times.
Yeah. Amazing. 17 before the hour. In a moment, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff takes us between the lines with his medical visitation and ideas right here on Good Day.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4 inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I would like you to imagine a restaurant that has absolutely no menus. That means when you sit down, there's not a menu. How do you know what you're going to be eating? The answer is welcome to the buffet, where you actually get up and you go online with everybody else with a tray, and you have a wide selection of foods to choose from, both in the appetizer, in the salad, in the soups, in the entree, in the desserts, and the beverages. It's a wonderful thing, and you have a tough time deciding which one you want, and sometimes you take more than one. It's a potpourri of choices and a potpourri of foods. And by the way, once you finish your first serving, many of us go back for another. What's the point? Life is a buffet also, but sometimes we limit ourselves to what's on the menu. Get off the menu. Get out there. Get those choices. Make those selections. Go ahead. Fatten up on life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait.
Hi, commentary and opinion from Dr. Bruce Shanahoff here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He is the author of any number of articles on decompression. He happens to be...
Hello. We just happened to have lost Doug. So Bruce is here with us. Every week he comes, and he is a chiropractor out in California that Doug likes to go visit and has a little medical insight for us each week. So, Bruce, what do you got for this week?
Okay, thank you, Rich. Well, I have two little items that, you know, usually Doug's saying how I'm sort of outside the mainstream and I'm giving opinions that aren't held by most. Well, I have a couple of examples here where I'm in agreement with some folks that you might be surprised with. First off, I'm in agreement with the AMA regarding mandatory vaccinations, because the AMA's official policy is that mandatory vaccinations violates their code of ethics, which says that no one should be forced to undergo any form of medical treatment. Quoting them, it says, the patient should make his or her own determination about treatment. Informed consent is a basic policy in both ethics and law that physicians must honor unless the patient is unconscious or otherwise incapable of consenting and harm from failure to treat is imminent. So there's one agreement that I have, and another agreement that I have is from Marcia Angel, MD, the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, and her quote is, it is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reached slowly and reluctantly over my two decades as the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. And this is from her book, Drug Companies and Doctors, A Story of Corruption. So, you know, while I know I say things are upsetting to a lot of people, I think that there's a lot of good basis for what I'm saying and a lot of people who seem to have similar opinions.
Well, it's interesting that we're carrying a story on the Good Day website, DougSteffen.com, today, focusing on another aspect of this, the climate change people. It seems that one of the prominent researchers who says there is no such thing as climate change was funded by the energy industry. There's both sides here. I happen to think that both of the positions on global warming are gluck. But when it comes to the world of medicine, it's pretty obvious to most that when, and maybe even it applies to the business about climate change, whoever pays for the study is going to get the results that they want. That's what they're paying for, right?
Yep, that's right, Doug.
Yeah.
And it has devolved to that. It didn't used to be the case. That wasn't the way science was set up. But the corporatization of America has reached its little greedy fingers into many little places, and certainly healthcare and pharmaceutical industry is one of them.
It makes you wonder how many times these people do these studies and they don't get the results that they paid for, and then they have to shelve the whole study and just put it away.
Yeah.
Or in the case of the CDC, where they were investigating autism and the MMR vaccine, they just cooked the books on the research and made there it come go. Out the way they
Dr.
would.
Bruce Shanahoff, 818newback.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
By John Legend and Common from the movie Selma, winner last night of the Oscar for Best Original Song. The Academy Awards, certainly the focus of Chuck Curry's visit with us today. As soon as we get done, we've got a lot of interest in getting this trip warmed up, the trip that we have to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. So you want to qualify for that. You listen carefully now. We have three clips from a movie that was number one during this week in 2010. It was a horrible, horrible movie.
Oh, that means I might like it.
Yeah, you might. Well, whether you like it or not, you may know it. One of our best actors is the star of it. I'll leave it to you to figure it out, and then dial us at 888-302-3684 to identify the movie from which this comes from. From which?
Why you all wet, baby?
I need that again.
Why you all wet, baby?
I don't understand.
Got it, Chuck? Why you all wet, baby?
I don't know it.
All right, keep going, Richie. Next clue.
You know, this place makes me wonder.
Yeah, what's that, boss?
Which would be worse? To live as a monster or to die as a good man?
888-302-3684, a very controversial movie starring one of the country's best actors. At least that's what a lot of people think, from when he was a youngster now to maturity. He's been in some pretty prolific roles. Last clue. No.
These are all violent defenders, right? I mean, they've hurt people, murdered them in some cases.
In almost all cases, yes.
And personally, Doctor, I'd have to say screw their sense of calm.
Oh.
Yeah, I know it.
Got it?
It's a big hit.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, though.
Dark, dark movie. 888-302-3684. Identify it, and you'll qualify for our drawing to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Take place sometime next month. You can work on that at 888-302-3684. A few moments of messages, then Chucker will review his feelings about last night's Oscars presentation.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
All right, let's get to the bottom line here quickly. Roger thinks he knows what the name of that movie is that's in question. Go ahead, Roger. What is it?
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island. What do you remember about the movie?
I just remember it as being a crazy house or island with, what's his name?
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's a
cop.
Story about a prison off the coast of Massachusetts, I think, Chucker, wasn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
It was.
All right, so Roger, you qualify for our drawing next month, the trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. Congratulations, good for you. Chucker, what did you think of the Oscars last night?
I thought, for the most part, it was 3 hours and 40 minutes of painful. Usually the Oscars have at least some big memorable moments. I didn't really feel there were any. Neil Patrick Harris, I never would have said this before because I thought it was a solid choice, but he misfired and was wrong for the room. After the opening number, though, was good, although Jack Black really stole it. He was absolutely great, but it wasn't good enough. Neil Patrick Harris told a Oprah Winfrey, American Sniper mix joke. It bombed, and it really fell flat. He flubbed a lot of lines. The show went on and on and on. You know, one thing that bothered me in the memoriam section when they show the actors and actresses and Hollywood talent that passed away in the past year, when they featured Robin Williams, all they do is they showed just a picture. I mean, here's one of the most iconic talents in the business. The industry loses him, and all you do is show his picture like everybody else.
Well, everybody else. Joan Rivers was left out. What do you make of that?
I don't understand that either. I guess they look at it more as TV. They have a habit, a hard rule of doing that. But the telecast overall was just, it was a painful watch. Julie Andrews, when she came on, reminded me of what the Oscars is about. I think it was no surprises. Overall, it was a big thud.
Yeah. All right, well, there's Chucker's review. What do you think of that, boys and girls? We've done our job on the Oscars. Time to move on now. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.